Today's daf Masechet Shabbos daf Pei Gimel. This beautiful line on Amud Beis that appears in the middle of an analysis of the Mishnah on the status in terms of Tumah Tahara of ships and boats. The Gemara stated a principle that just as the sea is tahor, is pure, so to a boat. A different reason is given, comparing a sack to a boat. A sack can become tamei and is carried full or empty, so too other items, but a boat is never carried full because of its weight. So why does the Gemara need to bring two reasons? Why do I need two reasons? The Gemara gives two answers to this. The second brings up the case of a Sfinas Hayardin, a small boat that goes in the Jordan River. According to the first pshat, it would be pure because it is out at sea, which is always pure. The sea itself is pure. So too, the boat. But for the second reason, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia said that this Jordan ship, the Sfinas HaYarden, was loaded on the dry ground, carried around, then put in the water, just like the sack, which can become tameh. So comes of Yehuda and says, La'olam al yimane ada mesatzum beis hamedrash. A person should not prevent himself from being in the beis hamedrash. All these years, this Mishnah was being stated. The filu sha'achas, he says, the filu sha'achas, not even 1 minute. Its reason was not brought out until Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia came and brought out the reason. So Musar number one from today's daf is to have a sense of FOMO, fear of missing out at the base of Medrash. What am I going to miss? There's going to be a shi'ur, there's going to be a chiddush, there's going to be something new that's going to be said. I should try my best to be there when the action is happening. The next line says in the Gemara, there's a same concept, al yimana me beis hamedrash, and then it adds, midivrei Torah. And then the Gemara says, even at Shas HaMisa, one should study Torah. And then we have the teaching, which we saw back on Brachos Samach Gimel Mabeis, which we spoke about then. Ein a Torah miskayemes, el umisha meimis, that's more love. The Torah does not stand, does not fulfill, does not establish, except by a person who gives up their life for it, who's moser nefesh, who puts in tremendous, tremendous effort to learn the Torah and to study the Torah. So the Maharsha points out that the Gemara must have been lav dafka when it said to be in the base of Medrash, the final moments of one's life. How can a person be in the base of Medrash, the final moments of life? However, the Ran in his Drush Ches, says an inspiring idea that the very place a Talmud Chacham is learning is considered a base of Medrash. And the Panim Iros, in the Hagdamah to his Chuvos, he writes that through a person learning Torah in this world, after passing on, his teachings will be quoted in his name in the Beis HaMedrash. So that's a fulfillment of that idea in the Gemara. There's a beautiful comment, the Meshech Chochem, Parshas Vayera, where he explains the impact of learning Torah to push away negativity, to push away Ra, and to suppress the Yetzer Hara, to suppress the evil inclinations. Therefore, one would say, at the time of Misa, one does not need to learn Torah. Why? Because the Gemara in Brachos says that if a person is struggling with the Yetzer Hara, one of the suggestions is to think about the Yom HaMisa, think about the Day of Death. You'll feel heavy, you'll feel intense, you'll feel, wow, I need to change my life, I need to do something. Therefore, in the Yom HaMisa, we can defeat the Yetzer Hara without learning Torah. Comes to Gemara and says, even at Shas HaMisa, to learn Torah, a person should learn Torah, because learning Torah builds and refines us, which is always a relevant avoda, even when the Yetzer Hara has been subdued any day of the year.